Reinhardt.
Thank you.
What is the perfect temperature for leaving home? That's an issue that affects us all on a daily, if not hourly, basis. And that's how Goran Kifes sees it, in part 8 of his Perfect Temperature for Leaving Home suite. It comes from his brand new double solo album, XY. And by the way, Goran's home is in Stockholm. I'm Max Reinhardt. Welcome to the Perfect Temperatures of Lake Junction, and to Robert Schumann's Arabesque.
Thank you. По зеленой травке шепью я шеплю, зеленую травку шеплю я шеплю, зеленую травку люблю я люблю, хорошую девку люблю я люблю, хорошую девку, хорошая девка, душа моя сердце. Хорошая девка, душа моя сердце, по двору ходила, конника водила, по двору ходила, конника водила, коня вороного для своего милого, коня вороного для своего милого, конника седла. Куди ж отъезжаєш, мені молодёшеньку одну покидаєш, мені молодёшеньку одну покидаєш, одна остаюся, ночевать боюся, одна остаюся, ночевать боюся, за нашу тярядніщих ось одну і ночку, за нашу тярядніщих. Хоч одної ножко, я боротьба девочка, да дві ночевати, я боротьба девочка, да дві ночевати, боюсь, боюсь, девочка, боюся проспати, боюсь, боюсь, девочка, боюся проспати, хотя за ночую ж будеш мені рано, хотя за ночую будеш мені рано, рано пораненьке, щоб не розсвітало, рано пораненьке, щоб не розсвітало, щоб мої товариші барабан не били, щоб мої товариші барабан не били, барабан не били, свисту не свистили, барабан не били, свисту не свистили, свисту не свистили, мазик не играли, свисту не свистили, мазик не играли, аж новый сказащенка на дворе беленька, аж новый сказащенка на дворе беленька. Беленьке солнце высокенье, на дворе беленьке солнце высокенье, а мои товарищи барабан пробили, все мои товарищи барабан пробили, барабан пробили, свистком просвистели, барабан пробили, свистком просвистели, свистом просвистели, мерзик проиграли.
I walk on the green grass, by the Nekrasov Cossacks, a folk music ensemble from the Stavropol region. And that was a karagod, or choral round, which gathers the village together. But before that, Nelson Freire played Robert Schumann's Arabesque, Opus 18. More Schumann later. After all, it is his 201st birthday, and how often does that come round? And how often does a percussionist strike his father's precious porcelain artworks? Tobias Stürmer is a percussionist with London's Afrobeat ensemble Yabba Funk. His dad is Walter Stürmer, an internationally known ceramic artist who was happy to contribute to his son's unique and inspired porcelain gamelan adventure.
Thank you.
Mamadou Diabaté, the Malian Kora virtuoso based in the United States. That was Kora Journey from his new CD Courage, on which he stretches out as a composer and moves away from traditional melodies. Before that, Timothy Roberts, from His Majesty's Sackbuts and Cornets, dallied on harpsichord with Matthias Veckman's Toccata No. 3. Well, I think it's time now to let the voice back into our lives. Moore Kabasi is a Jerusalem-born Londoner and sublime Ladino singer. Sometimes the blowtorch element in her voice can make the paint bubble on your banisters, but she can also sing like an angel. La Cantiga de las Madres.
Ya se viste de sones de alma. Una madre hace un niño chico cantar. La sabiduría que su madre le cantó. Este es el círculo de la vida. Mujeres esperan en las ventanas, los niños durmiendo en las camas. Un tiempo vendrá, tuyo será los esfuerzos. Wadia sare Chevaux bouclés de lait. Allons voir outre-mer. Allons voir toute la terre. Viens, chérie, avec ton roi, serai je parle de toi et moi. Chérie, je parle de toi et moi. Ou n'importe où que ça soit.
Another man on a journey there, Corey Harris with Charlene, from his definitive album Mississippi Tamale. And looking at the sleeve, that was released 8 years ago. Blimey, time flies when you're a questing soul from California. Even more so if you're a Venetian Baroque composer. Why, if he was still alive, Tommaso Albinoni would be celebrating his 340th birthday today.
Thank you.
Marianne Muller, just possibly the fiercest viola da gamba player in showbiz, with Concordantia Discordantium Canonum, from Eric Fisher's Les Géosophiques, a piece he dedicated to Tobias Hume, 17th century English captain, mercenary, composer, and all-round eccentric, of whom more later. Asha Bhosle has become such a phenomenon that she functions like a time lord in the world of Bollywood films. Here, for example, she is with R.D. Burman's Pia Tu Ab To Aja, which originally featured in a Nasir Hussain film Caravan in 1971. But 40 years later, the song has resurfaced on the soundtrack of this year's UK Bollywood feature, West is West.
Thank you.
Another beguiling soundscape from the Jadid Ensemble, The Storyteller. And this time I swear I've got the title right. And before that, the family Alan sang a song of how the rooks have been spent. And it has to be said they can seriously claim to be a 21st century encounter with the spirit of the Incredible String Band. Full 60s endings and all. Now, you'd never say that about Albinoni, whose 340th birthday we are still celebrating. Earlier, we heard the Largo and the Grave from his Sonata No. 5 in B-flat major. But this is Larghetto e Sempre Piano, from his Sinfonia for Strings in G minor, performed by Collegium Musicum 90.
Thank you.
It were early one morning when I rose from me bed. I heard a cock and heard me voice a clearly. And so I drew me a little nearer for to see who was there that was going out fox hunting so early. And so I drew me a little nearer for to see who was there that was going out fox hunting so early. There were 9 gentlemen and the Duke of Buckingham, and each of them set out upon the trial to see the hounds run in the north where they had great fame and worth. And the most of them set out with no denial to see the hounds run in the north where they had great fame and worth. And the most of them set out with no denial. It were at Swarthfell Rocks where we laid on our rounds, not thinking the tops to be in likely. Now an huntsman long I've been, but the likes I've never seen. We and Kenrell bold ray and art so early. Now an huntsman long I've been, but the likes I've never seen. We and Kenrell bold ray and art so early. Henry Wilkinson cried, "Ack, ack away, me boys. Joe Clark, our foot sportsman, soon aid him. Richard Mounds," he cried, "on zounds, you mun couple up your hounds for this day, and you never will come near him. Richard Mounds," he cried, "on zounds, you mun couple up your hounds for this day, and you never will come near him. They come through our town moor, being late in the hour. It was sometimes one hound and sometimes t'other. It were hard to be expressed which of them ran him the best, for they each ran the rest close together. It were hard to be expressed which of them ran him the best, for they each ran the rest close together. There were Tippler and Towler and Fairmaid and Jolly. There was Countess and Blossom and Fury. And there were several other hounds ran close within his bounds, but these were the hounds that ran near him. There were several other hounds ran close within his bounds, but these were the hounds that ran near him. They come through Allen Hag, their course being strong. I'm sure there was little ease in it, but our hounds, they ran him well, and they turned him in again. And he took Sharrow once for his collar, but our hounds, they ran him well, and they turned him in again. And he took Sharrow once for his collar. Henry and I'd been weary and seeking for shelter, his way was to take the strait over. But our hounds, they ran him in, and they laid him in again, and there they destroyed him forever. But our hounds, they ran him in, and they laid him in again, and there they destroyed him forever. Old Lilter followed in, and nevermore was seen, which caused our brave sportsmen to murmur. For a fine little hound never ran above the ground, he was the bonniest little hound in the number. For a fine little hound never ran above the ground, he was the bonniest little hound in the number. So now to conclude, and to finish me song, this gallant fox hunt, it is all over. It's the 42nd fox that's been slain on Swordfell Rocks. Oh, that puts an end to my story. It's the 42nd fox that's been slain on Swordfell Rocks. So that puts an end to my story.
Mike Lal and Norma Waterson singing Swarthfell Rocks. They heard it as a local Ulswater hunting song when they picked it up from a Windermere festival, though apparently Cecil Sharp had found versions of it being sung in Devon and Somerset. That version's from their 1975 album For Pence and Spicy Ale, which also featured Martin Carthy's recording debut with the Watersons. Before that, Lang Lang played the closing sections of Robert Schumann's Kinderzähnen, Kind im Einschlummern, Child Falling Asleep, and Der Dichter spricht, The Poet Speaks. You're listening to Lake Junction on Radio 3, and for a full listing of all the music I'm playing tonight, just check the Radio 3 webpages, and there you can also listen again to this programme at any time over the next 7 days. Right now, here's a recording of a live performance by Swedish dark electronica duo Roll the Dice. Luxuriate in the synth bass lines while you can. The New Black. Thank you. The New Black. Roll the Dice, recorded live in Gothenburg on August the 7th, 2010. That was Dark and Satanic, without any Mills, but with Dice. Time to let the light back into our lives.
It happened in the story, just like the good book said. Well, David met Goliath and smote him dead. Well, David wasn't worried, although he had no sword, 'cause he had religion and trusted in the Lord. You ain't got faith till you got religion. No, you ain't got faith till you got religion. Whoa, you ain't got faith till you got religion. So get religion in your soul. Well, when Noah knew the flood would be the judgment day, well, he began to build an ark without delay. Well, Noah wasn't worried when the water began to pour, 'cause he had religion and trusted in the Lord.
You ain't
got faith until you
got
religion.
Oh, man, you
ain't got faith until you
got
religion.
Oh, man, you
ain't got faith until you
got
religion. So get religion in your soul.
Well, now Moses and his people, they knew they had to flee. So he led the crossing of the deep Red Sea. Well, Moses wasn't worried when they had to ford, 'cause he
had religion and trusted in the Lord.
Oh, you ain't
got faith until you
got
religion.
Oh, man, you
ain't got faith until
you
got religion.
Oh, man, you
ain't got faith until
you
got religion. So get religion in your soul.
Well, and do you remember, well, Dan and Lion Den? Well, everyone predicted it would be his end. Well, Daniel wasn't worried, although the lions did roar, 'cause he
had religion and trusted in the Lord.
God, you
ain't got faith until you got religion.
No,
you ain't got faith until you got religion. No, you ain't got faith until you got religion. So get religion in your soul.
Oh, where you ain't
got faith until you got religion.
Oh, well,
no, you ain't got faith until
you
got religion.
Oh, well,
no, you
ain't
got faith until
you
got religion. So get religion in your soul.
More Cabassi with the voice from above, Fred Thomas on piano, and the tune was Arvoles. Before that, more painstaking porcelain percussion from Tobias Stürmer. And before that, Bill Lamford and the Lamfordaires sang You Ain't Got Faith Till You Got Religion from way back in 1949. Feel the power of analogue gospel harmony. Now, I said we would hear more of Captain Thomas Hume, and his time has come. Back in the 17th century, as he got older, many people thought that he was getting a little strange. He made himself a colonel, he was already a captain, and he claimed to have killed up to 6,000 or 7,000 people on the battlefield using only weapons that he had invented. Fortunately, he was also a composer and a viola da gamba virtuoso. This is from his second anthology, Poetical Music, Sweet Music, and it's played by Marianne Muller.
Thank you.
brings a new meaning to country music from the Deep South. A traditional hueno, or song from Bolivia, played on charango by Florindo Alves, Basta Corazon. Before that, tonight's track from DJ Sniff, Interlude 1, in which he explores the music of Evan Parker using only his turntables. With every scratch, he writes, our memory of a past is suspended, and we hear only the now. Which brings us somehow to the end of Lake Junction for tonight. I'll be back tomorrow, but here's a brief farewell tune from Devon Sproul, The Faulty Body, with uncharacteristic lush orchestration. It's from her new album, I Love You, Go Easy. Good night.
How do you make the coming to make things bearable? How can just a number on a phone's display a loving stomach's terrified nerve? Faulty body, girl, you got it, ravishing. Cinnamon skin all aglow. You'd never know it's a faulty body. It's hot and bossy. On it goes, the hoe it knows, the bow's drawn. Coupled we dance, a frazzling dancer, things we should dance. While ahead you go, powerless to postpone your two timing lungs and your bones. In a body, you make do. We drove out to Missouri. It was Missouri in a hurry. A cop on a bike, a quickly pocketed pipe. But you charmed him right. It was a hippie week in Missouri. Naked day bathing made me worry. Skinny and shy. But you set me right for the rest of my life. It takes a faulty body to know
Hello and welcome to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night with me, Jonathan Swain. And first of all tonight, we're at the 2010 BBC Proms. Donald Runicle's conducting the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra in Vaughan Williams' Serenade to Music and The Lark Ascending with Nicola Benedetti, the concert closing with Elgar's First Symphony, and opening with, well, if John Folds isn't exactly a household name today, In the years immediately after the First World War, he was a very well-known figure on the British music scene. His musical and religious interests eventually took him to Paris and then to India. And this is Fold's Dynamic Triptych, a bravura reinterpretation of the piano concerto from the late 1920s. The pianist is Ashley Wass. Thank you.